You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of more talk now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Nothing quite shouts the 80s like a good saxophone solo. That's what I think. Careless Whisper from Wham! Number one on this day back in 1985. George Michael, Andrew Ridgeley, and Careless Whisper. Number one on this day back in 1985. We always dig back into the world of music, tell you what's going on, what has gone on this day through history. When I fill in here on the Steve Gruber Show. My name is Scott Bertram. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning across the state of Michigan. We are joined on the phone lines now by Jason Johnson, president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. You can find them at policedefense.org. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Scott, thanks for having me.
A new piece up at The Hill, thehill.com. Is marijuana legalization driving an increase in violent crime? Colorado and Washington legalize recreational use in 2012. This is spreading, Jason. Just yesterday in the state where I grew up, Illinois, the governor there, J.B. Pritzker, in his budget address said, we're going to legalize marijuana and tax it and raise somewhere around $100 million or so, they think, for the coffers in Springfield. So the movement does not seem to be slowing anytime soon. What's your reaction? What's your take on what we've seen over these past, I guess, seven years since Colorado and Washington did it?
Well, you're exactly right, Scott. I mean, marijuana legalization fever seems to be overtaking the country. And what's interesting to note and sort of what my overall thesis is that part of the intent of legalization was to suppress the black market, particularly in Washington and Colorado, where they have a model where the illegal marijuana is supposed to be distributed through dispensaries and is distributed through dispensaries. But because of the cost, the taxation, the regulation, those dispensaries really can't compete with good old-fashioned black market drug dealers. And and nobody disputes that. It's very clear in those states that the black market is still alive and well. But concurrent with legalization has also been a pretty sharp increase in, at least in, I looked in my piece at homicides using that as a proxy for violent crime, and it's up in both jurisdictions pretty significantly.
And in D.C. as well, I mean, District of Columbia followed suit after Colorado and Washington. We see a surge in violence in the past, year or so in D.C. too?
Yeah, violence in D.C. had been down really over the last 10 years. It was nowhere near its highs back during the bad old days in the 80s and early 90s when crack really hit the scene, and D.C. has done a great job in a lot of ways really reducing crime. It's a relatively safe city for a city of its size. But in the last couple of years, just since they legalized marijuana, homicides are back up. And so far, it's early in 2019, but so far they're up even over 18, and there was a big increase in 18. So, you know, I mean, there's no... we don't have a positive relationship between this increase in violence and the legalization of marijuana, but really that's the big thing that changed that seems to have precipitated this increase in violence. And I'm certainly not saying that marijuana users are any more likely to commit a violent crime. This is 100% has to do with the trade, the business of marijuana, in my opinion.
The question, I guess, is that has to be asked, you know, in these states that have legalized recreational use, many states are regulating and taxing and sort of taking up the supply chain there. But is that actually forcing users to buy legally, or do we see, or do we think that many are still just buying the same way they have in the past?
No, for a lot of reasons, those states, and that's the most attractive model for states as they want to use marijuana and the taxation of marijuana, right, as a way to balance their budget. That model in particular seems to keep the black market alive, as I said, because of the taxation, because of the cost of doing business, the way business has to be done in a regulated industry. It costs cultivation and the supply chain have a lot of expenses that they need to recoup at the retail level. And the black market can very easily beat the prices of the over-the-counter legitimate sales. And that really, in my view, is what's creating the problem.
Jason Johnson is with us. He's president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, policedefense.org, and the piece at The Hill, Is Marijuana Legalization Driving Increases in Violent Crime? You have 8 states that have legalized recreational use and possession, but you also have areas like in Baltimore, and I know many other places where prosecutors have basically thrown up their hands and say, hey, we're not going to even prosecute these cases anymore for possession of marijuana, even if the laws have not changed. How's that impacting things?
Yeah, so that's maybe even more concerning because Baltimore's local elected prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, who many of your listeners may know from being the prosecutor that brought the Freddie Gray case that in Baltimore that precipitated riots and so forth, she announced just last week that she was not going to prosecute marijuana possession cases regardless of the amount. Now, marijuana has not been legalized yet in Maryland. There is medical marijuana in Maryland. It's still illegal to possess possess any amount, but it's a criminal over 10 grams. But regardless of any of that, she decided that as a policy, she's not going to prosecute those marijuana cases, which is problematic on 2 levels. On the first level, it seems to be a sort of a violation of separation of powers. The legislature has not decided to legalize marijuana, but is sort of de facto legalization in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to worsen the problem of the violence associated with the marijuana trade, because marijuana dealers will be further emboldened to sell marijuana. Marijuana users from the surrounding counties, will travel to Baltimore to purchase marijuana, which will be more readily available. And it's simple economics. There doesn't seem to be a lot of doubt that it's going to contribute to further problems.
All right, Jason Johnson, president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund at policedefense.org, and also that piece at The Hill. Jason, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
In just a bit, Congressman Tim Walberg will jump on the show. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.